with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, I don't have a hat on, but if I did, I'd take it off to you, because finding Big Ben Crow to get down here to the join us for the show today is a super, super treat. This is fun, man. I'm drinking things I've never had before, a cider rye. You know what? We just asked Ben. It's $25 a pint. You're going to see it in the store, but it's every bit worth it. We get a lot of people that send us a lot of products to try, and we try to be very brutally honest with you. It's like, no, that one's not for me or whatever. But this is unlike anything I've ever had. Very, very smooth, no bite to it. Oh, it's wonderful. Just a wonderful little – it's almost like a wine, but it's almost like a cordial too. It's not sweet like
okay,
a cordial.
Okay, but though. That Gewurz, that's really a beautiful wine.
Yeah, round two. Here
that
we go.
Is really, right. Really nice. So how many different wines are you making?
So we make, I got about 10 wines on the shelf right now. I have a rosé, I have a...
people still buy rosé,
People still buy rosé, man. I'll tell you right now, I've been drinking the rosé Saturday morning about 10:30 at the farmer's market with some like cheese down the road and stuff like that at the farmer's market. It's a great drink. I mean, it's great chill. It's a Noirier.
It's a breakfast wine. No wonder I don't have it.
It's a breakfast wine, man. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you got to have something to drink for breakfast.
Hey, we are the Grilling Guys. We're helping you out any way we can.
We always do beer for breakfast.
Yeah, so I mean, we got Noirier. We got Blaufränkisch, which is a German-style grape. We have Chardonnay, Traminette, Vignole, Riesling we carry, dry and sweet. We got a white port that's 17% alcohol. We have cider rye. We have 6 different ciders. A white port, yeah. Mm,
never had a white port.
Chardonnay, Riesling, and Pinot Gris, fortified. So not
I've just
aged.
In the last few years started appreciating port for what it is.
Yeah, port's it's a great thing.
And
it's
a dessert wine, really.
Yeah, there's a time and place for port sometimes.
Yeah, in the winter for dessert. It's wonderful.
I'll tell
you, with a cigar, it's fantastic.
I pair this white port with... fondues. I do an oil fondue. I do a cheese fondue. I make the port the dessert instead of doing a chocolate fondue when you come to cooking.
Okay.
You know, you take this port and you just pair it with it. Or you take like a pound cake and you poke a bunch of holes in it and you pour this port over top and let it soak in that pound cake.
That sounds pretty good, actually. Yeah.
What's
white
it do for,
or red or chocolate
what's it do for
or any
watermelon?
Other
yeah. Oh, it does good. It does wonders for your fresh fruit.
The cider rye in a watermelon. Ooh.
I saw the light bulb go on that head.
Yeah,
see
right.
That?
It did. Ding. It hit me. Maybe the cider rye's hitting me. I'm
I
not
think
sure.
It is.
Yeah. But anyway, so let's slow down. Let's slow this train down and talk a little bit about some of these wines that people can find up there at the Greenbird Cellars. And the pairings, you're a grilling guy. I can tell by looking at you. You're not a stranger in front of the grill.
No.
So your best wine that you feel is set up for the grilling
season.
Well,
and let me set this up a little bit for you. Part of the reason he's here is because when we first talked on the phone, we could find our trails had crossed like a million times. We had so many similarities in the background. He lived in Hawaii for a while. He spent time in Alaska. He, you know, did time cooking. We had all these things, Air Force buddies. He has a great culinary background, so he's a foodie. And it's just like the more we talk, the more it's like, and he was in, you know, was in the radio business for a while. So it's like,
well,
dude, we got to get you
down
there.
I was respecting him till he got to that part.
No, but it's like, we got to get this guy on the radio because who doesn't love to go to Northport, Michigan, for one thing? My wife goes up there every year with her sisters. They rent a house on Lake Michigan, and they spend a week up there riding their bikes and laying on the beach, going to dinner, going to the casinos, all those things. And they spend a gob of money and they just right down the road from you. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they could find your place and just wander in there? What a treat that would be to find ciders, because they're from all over the country. You know, they fly in for this thing And what a treasure. You're right off M22, which is one of the most beautiful roads in the world.
Yeah, we're 2 miles like south of downtown Northport. So we're still in the Northport area. We're off the beaten path. It looks a little scary when you're driving down the dirt road. But when you pull back in there, it's like it's this oasis. Things just totally change your look when you pull in there. And you're
banjos
like,
playing.
Yeah, almost. And people say, we joke. Yeah. But we got greenhouses. We got chickens running around. There's blueberries. There's grapes. There's a pond with bass and bluegills. So we got fishing going on. I mean, you're there. It's family friendly. There's kids just, I mean, there's kids running around. We raise kids.
You know? You're like Mr. Douglas out there on your tractor.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a tractor. Mr. Haney stop in. Mr. Haney stop in once in a while.
Yeah, you know, I like it. We joke. He says it takes 3 hours and a six pack to snowboard. Blow everything
right.
So.
Yep, exactly. So
all summer long.
The question that I asked before Bob told me everything about your life story was the fact that you step up to the grill. Let's do a wine and your favorite grilled item pairing from sure. The guy who makes it all.
Sure. Actually, one of my favorite pairings right now. That's putting a shout out to one of our local restaurants / gas station in Northport, Michigan. Deeps. It's an Indian gas station that creates a chicken masala pizza.
Is that a Native American?
No.
From
Middle
India.
Eastern. Yep. So from India. And a chicken masala pizza with Gewürztraminer. It is wonderful. Spicy and everything.
So do you put any tofu on that pizza?
No tofu, man. Great chicken, great curry, great onions, and a little bit of cheese.
And it's wonderful. A gas station, too.
It's a gas station, man.
Because Joppy's kind of famous for grilling tofu.
Right, yeah. Yeah, here we go.
But have you tried the tofu taco?
He's got a special tong he wears when he grills it.
But I'll tell you, any of our Gewürztes is great with spicy food. So if you're turning out some spicy brisket, let me tell you, I didn't bring the most unique product we have. It's a coffee-infused hard cider.
Well, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah. Great. It's the only one out there. It's Higher Grounds Ethiopian Yirgacheck coffee. And what we do is we've actually injected it into a pork butt and smoked it for 24 hours. And it was the best thing we've ever had. Coffee-injected, hard-cidered pork butt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, we have to write that down. There's no way I can remember all that. Yeah.
They can't be organic.
Yeah, from the hog we raised. Yeah, that's the one.
Straight from those hogs.
Right. That's funny because one of the best butts I ever did, I injected with some Jawjacker from Arcadia. And that there's something about the spices that go into Jawjacker that made a fantastic injection for butt. Because, you know, butts can use a little injection.
Sure.
Leave it alone, Randy. And
I'm reading.
It's kind of nice to infuse like that. Even briskets or chicken, whatever. I got a big stainless injector. I like throwing stuff in food all the time. But never did a coffee-infused.
Yeah, wine. I mean, anything goes good. You know, it's funny because, like, grape wines, when people ask, how long do they last? You open them, you drink them. That's the whole point. You bought it.
Right.
You know, but the nice thing about grape wine is it turns to vinegar. And we were talking about vinegars earlier. Just like apple cider or hard cider, it turns to cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. So don't throw it away. Cook with it. That's the key thing. Just start cooking with stuff.
Absolutely.
If it starts to turn. Don't be afraid. We're tasting the peach hard cider, our number one peach cider in the Belgian bottles. The women go nuts after this. But I say if it starts to turn and turn to cider, you know, to
the vinegar.
The vinegar. Make a vinaigrette salad out of it. I mean, don't be afraid to cook with what you drink.
Right. Well, you know, they've always said that bread is just liquid baking. Or excuse me, beer is just liquid baking is what that is.
What is this?
Similar ingredients. Now this is Crow's Hard Cider Peach, what Bob just went, ooh, wow.
Oh, let me
over.
Try that again.
Yeah. It's so tell me about the Good Neighbor Co-op. What's that mean?
So Good Neighbor was one of our previous companies that the previous owner started the winery, and we just started a little image change. We wanted to come up with something new that stands for me and my partner.
Okay.
Greenbird Cellars. Obviously, my last name is Crow.
Right.
So we wanted something that's green, organic, and new. So Greenbird Cellars. We do manage other orchards and vineyards in the area, actually turn them to organic, and we manage it for the people that just can't manage a farm, you know, but want to have a vineyard or orchard.
Okay.
So we put them under umbrella and make it a co-op.
So people from all around the state, if they want to find you, you go fairly close to Northport and you get on M22, whichever way you want to. You're south of Northport, just a few miles off of M22.
Yep, and we're actually 7 miles north of Leland.
Okay,
yep,
great.
But you can always check
cool
us out
town
on
too.
You know, greenbirdcellars.com.
Oh, easy,
and
great.
And order all of our products through the website.
Can I ask you just to stick around for one more segment?
Yeah.
We've got other stuff planned, but this is too much fun, and we haven't tried everything.
And we haven't tried all the booze that he brought, so hey, this is a natural thing. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'll try to speak clearly.
We'll be back here, baby.
We'll be back.